Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Officials in San Diego County are working to combat a hepatitis A outbreak amongst the homeless and IV drug users. Cases have been reported in the city and other municipalities across the county. Dr. Wilma Wooten is with the San Diego County Health and Human Services Agency. And Dr. Wooten, first of all, remind us, what is hepatitis A and how is it transmitted?
Hepatitis A is a virus that infects the liver, and it can be transmitted through a foodborne source or through person-to-person contact via the fecal-oral route. So when an individual is infected with the virus, it can cause fever, jaundice, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, feeling very fatigued, diarrhea as well, and dark urine. And this incubation period is about 15 to 50 days, so it's a long incubation period. But when an individual is exposed, usually within 2 to 4 weeks, they can develop symptoms.
Yeah. So I'm seeing that there are nearly 400 reported infected individuals in some of the homeless communities in San Diego. That seems like a lot. So is it possible to stop the outbreak now when there are so many folks who've already been infected?
Well, we're doing everything we can through strategic approaches of vaccination, sanitation, and education to stop this outbreak. We have now up to 421 confirmed or probable cases. 69% of those have been hospitalized, and now we are at 16 deaths.
Oh, wow. So it's very serious then.
It is very serious. This outbreak is being spread through person-to-person contact via the fecal-oral route. If someone's infected, they go to the bathroom, they don't wash their hands, and then they touch objects in the environment, then uninfected people can come along and pick up the virus that way. It only takes really a small dose to spread. So we're vaccinating. We've vaccinated now over 21,000 either the at-risk group of homeless or illicit drug use or individuals associated with the population. We are trying to prevent this from getting into the general community. That's our primary focus.
Well, yeah, so vaccination, an important part of the strategy to stop this outbreak. But I'm also seeing that hand-washing stations have been installed and that San Diego is also doing sanitary street washing, power washing sidewalks and streets with a bleach-based kind of cleaner. How effective has that been, or how effective do you hope it to be?
Well, we hope it will help curtail this outbreak. The city of San Diego is conducting the street cleanings in the city. We've now placed 42 hand washing stations within the boundaries of the city of San Diego, and we'll be doing the same in the other municipalities where we are seeing cases.
Does San Diego have a needle exchange program or any of the other similar type program already in place? Because obviously needles are a primary source of the spread of many diseases.
Yes, the county of San Diego does not, but we are working with all of the facets, homeless service providers, drug treatment service providers, and all organizations that provide meals to the homeless and also provide programs to help with drug use.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Wilma Wooten is the public health officer for the San Diego County Health and Human Services Agency. Dr. Wooten, thank you so very much for your time and your efforts.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.